Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Turtle Trader by Michael W. Covell revisits one of the most famous experiments in modern trading history, the turtle program created by legendary commodities, traders Richard Dennis and William Eckhart. The premise was provocative and remains relevant today. Can disciplined rules, taught to motivated beginners, produce professional-level results in real markets? Covell combines narrative storytelling with an accessible breakdown of trend following, showing how the turtles were selected, trained, and placed into live trading with real capital under strict guidelines. Beyond the colorful cast of trainees and the high stakes of the 1980s futures boom, the book explores how systematic trading differs from prediction, tips, and gut instinct. It also addresses the psychological pressures of drawdowns, peer comparison, and the temptation to deviate from a plan. For readers curious about rules-based investing, trading history, and the mindset required to execute a strategy consistently, this book offers a clear window into why process can matter more than opinions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the turtle experiment and the teachability of trading. A central topic is the origin and purpose of the turtle experiment, framed as a real-world test of whether trading skill is innate or can be taught. Covell outlines the famous wager between Richard Dennis, who believed rules and training could create traders, and William Eckhart, who argued that psychology and talent mattered more. The program recruited novices from diverse backgrounds and subjected them to an intensive, practical education focused on execution rather than theory. The narrative emphasizes that selection was only the beginning. The true differentiator was whether trainees could follow rules under uncertainty. This matters because it challenges the common belief that successful trading requires forecasting abilities or secret information. Instead, the program treated trading like a craft with repeatable behaviors, define entries and exits, size positions properly, and manage risk relentlessly. The story also illustrates how incentives and accountability were structured, with real capital and clear performance expectations. The experiment remains influential because it provides a rare, documented case where a firm attempted to industrialize trading talent through training, metrics, and strict procedures rather than intuition. Secondly, trend-following foundations, trading without predicting, Covell uses the turtle rules as a practical lens for understanding trend-following as a philosophy and a method. The book contrasts prediction-based approaches with a reactive framework that responds to price movement. Instead of asking where a market should go, the turtle approach asks what the market is doing and how to participate with defined risk. Readers are introduced to the logic of breakouts, momentum, and riding sustained moves across markets such as commodities, currencies, and financial futures. An important emphasis is that trend following can feel uncomfortable. It often requires buying when prices seem high and selling when they seem low because the strategy seeks continuation rather than bargain entries. Covell explains why this can be rational when paired with risk controls and a willingness to accept many small losses. The topic also highlights diversification across uncorrelated markets and the idea that a few large winners can drive long-term performance. Rather than portraying trend following as magic, the book presents it as a probabilistic edge that depends on consistency, patience, and the ability to let winners run while cutting losers quickly. Thirdly, risk management and position sizing as the real edge. Another key topic is the way the turtle method elevates risk management from a footnote to the core of the system point. Covell explains that entries matter far less than controlling the size of each trade, the total exposure across markets, and the damage any one mistake can cause. The turtles use rules designed to normalize risk across volatile instruments so that a highly volatile market would receive a smaller position than a calmer one. This approach is valuable for readers because it translates abstract risk talk into actionable constraints, define how much you can lose, set exits that enforce that limit, and structure the portfolio so that correlated positions do not secretly multiply risk. The book also deals with the concept of drawdowns as a normal cost of doing business, not evidence that the system is broken. This reframing is crucial because many traders abandon sound strategies during inevitable losing streaks. By spotlighting risk and position sizing, Covell shows that longevity and survival are prerequisites for capturing long trends and that controlling downside is what keeps a trader in the game long enough for the upside to appear. Fourthly, discipline under pressure, the human side of following rules. While the turtle program was systematic, Covell makes clear that humans still had to execute it and that execution is where many fail. This topic explores the psychological friction of rules-based trading, the boredom of waiting, the stress of volatility, and the social pressure of seeing others outperform in the short run. The book highlights how a strategy can be logically sound yet emotionally difficult because it often looks wrong in the moment. Buying a breakout can feel reckless, holding through a pullback can feel foolish, taking repeated small losses can feel like incompetence. Koval uses the turtle experience to illustrate how discipline is not just personal willpower, but a set of habits supported by structure, predefined rules, clear risk limits, and performance evaluation that rewards adherence to process. Readers also see the tension between individual judgment and system fidelity, including the temptation to override signals based on news or opinions. The larger message is that markets punish inconsistency. Even a modest edge can disappear when rules are applied selectively. The turtle story becomes a broader case study in how professionals manage themselves, not just their traits. Lastly, lessons for modern traders and investors. Koval connects the turtle story to enduring lessons that remain applicable in today's electronic, information-saturated markets. One lesson is that clarity beats complexity. A strategy should be understandable, testable, and executable under stress. Another is that diversification and risk control are timeless, even if instruments and technology change. The book encourages readers to think in terms of systems and probabilities, not narratives and predictions, which can be especially valuable in an era of constant financial commentary. It also invites skepticism toward promises of easy certainty, emphasizing instead the importance of defining a method, measuring it, and sticking with it long enough to realize its statistical advantage. Additionally, The Turtle Legacy shows the difference between learning concepts and adopting behaviors. Many people can describe trend following, but far fewer can consistently take signals, accept losses, and hold winners. For modern readers, the book functions as both a history of a pivotal trading program and a practical mindset guide. It does not suggest that one set of rules fits everyone, but it argues persuasively that whatever approach you choose should be systematic, risk-aware, and designed to survive inevitable adversity. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear, reality-based view of what it takes to trade professionally, aspiring traders, systematic investing enthusiasts, finance students, and even long-term investors curious about rules-driven decision-making. It is also valuable for anyone who has been pulled toward prediction, news, or guru advice and wants an alternative framework grounded in process. The practical benefit is not a promise of instant riches, but a durable shift in thinking. Markets are uncertain, so your job is to control what you can control, especially risk, position size, and consistency. By showing how novices were trained to execute a method under real pressure, the book helps readers recognize that discipline is a skill and that drawdowns are part of the price of an edge. Compared with many trading books that focus on indicators, chart patterns, or hindsight explanations, The Complete Turtle Trader stands out for its combination of documented trading history and a coherent philosophy of trend following. It is worth buying because it delivers both a compelling story and a rigorous, repeatable approach that can inform your own system, whether you trade actively or simply want more structured financial decisions. If you would like to support Michael W. Koval, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.